heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groanings, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. But then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about the mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing out there the song of victory. Oh,
sing it.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Yes, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing
on that last verse.
And I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Yes, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing
flood. On that chorus, oh yes,
oh victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the
time.
My Savior forever. And He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood.
Yes,
He led me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. And He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing.
He's sweeter, doesn't He? Come on, give the Lord. So good to have Brother Joe back up here singing, isn't it? Really is. They sing so beautiful together. Sister Vette does a marvelous job, Brother Joe, Sister Amy. We got a lot of good singers around here. Hallelujah. We really do. Turn in your Bible to the book of Matthew. I have a message this morning that is just rebounding in my heart. Rebounding in my heart. And I pray that while I preach, it will rebound in your heart. This week, as I was studying, as I was praying and studying in the mornings, the Holy Ghost really got a hold of me about my Heavenly Father. And I began to love my Heavenly Father with a passion of love that really is greater than I ever remember in my life. Just a passion of love going out of my heart up to my Heavenly Father. So I want to preach this morning on our Father which art in heaven. Our Father which art in heaven. We're reading in Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 9. The book of Matthew 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. These are the words of Jesus. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father. Notice Jesus said, our Father. Put Himself right in there with us. In honor to the Father, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Now this is Jesus saying things about the Father that you need to remember. Jesus said, pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth even as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive our debtors. I like that. As we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom and the glory forever. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. I'm preaching this morning on our Father which art in heaven. Now listen to me. I want to give you something that you can take home with you, because this really helped me. In the Old Testament, it was the era of the Father. The Old Testament era was the Father. Now Christ was present, and there's many places you see Him, and that's wonderful. But the center of the Old Testament was the Father. And then we come to the New Testament, and the heart center of the New Testament is Jesus Christ. When He arrived back in heaven, the Father gave Him a name which is above all names. Gave Him complete authority over His church. Over His church. Now, the Father is present. The Father's involved. We still pray to the Father in the name of the Son. But this is the era of Christ. The church age is the era of the Christ. But then you come to the book of Revelation, and the rapture occurs, and everything changes. The era of the book of Revelation is the Father and the Son in unison. the Father and the Son exalted together over and over and over. And then you pass past the 7-year tribulation period, past the 1,000-year millennial reign, and you come to the new heaven and the new earth. And the Bible said that the Lord Jesus gives the kingdom to the Father, that the Father might be all in all. Doesn't eliminate the presence of Christ, but he's subject to the Father in that era, while in this era of the church, the Father has given him full authority. Now, you understand that. I want you to take that with you. I want you to think about it, study about it. The era of the Father, the Old Testament. The era of Christ, the New Testament. The era of the Father and the Son in the book of Revelation, the great tribulation and millennial period. And then the era of the Father when Christ will become subject to him again. Now that study is really overwhelming. It really is. And it's thrilled my very heart. Now in the book of Revelation, it is beautiful to study because Christ as the Lamb of God is seen 27 times. Christ as the Lamb of God is seen 27 times. But then the Father on the throne is visible 32 times in the book of Revelation. The throne of God is mentioned 32 times. The Lamb of God, 27. That doesn't put the Father over the Son. It just simply puts them together. And so the book of Revelation is the time of the Father and the Son. Now I'm saying that to tell you this, that we are living at the climax of the church age. We are watching the great apostasy as it sweeps across our world. And I want to tell you, to get your eyes open and start looking, because we're about to see signs and wonders from the Father. We're about to see something happen that's going to make this world once again conscious that there's a heavenly Father. There's a God who's in charge of this universe. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Woo, hallelujah. Now, keep that in your focus. Because as you read the Bible, keep a note of that. Mark it in your Bible. If what I say isn't exact what the Bible says, then you tell me and I'll confess being wrong. But I want us to get a fresh picture that right before us, even at the door, is that kingdom of the Father and the Son, when the judgments of God will flood through this earth and there will be such signs and wonders like this world has never seen. Woo! Anybody believe that? Let me see your hand. It's about to happen. The Father is about to be revealed, Brother Jose. The world is about to know that there's a God that sits on his throne. And there's a God that's the mighty one of this universe. Oh, I know his Son. You can't never put down the Son. He's at the top of the pinnacle. But I'm telling you, the Father is right above the top of the pinnacle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I get excited when I look and see what we, this generation, you and I, this generation is about to see. We are about to see things that people cannot deny that there's a God up in heaven. We are about to see things that are going to be so convincing that they cannot find some excuse to say that wasn't God. I can't wait until the media is left speechless. I can't wait till the liberal Democrats are left speechless. I can't wait till politicians of any stripe are left speechless. Hallelujah. I want to see God. I want to see God. Somebody want to see God but me? I want to see God. I want to see the hand of God. I want to see the majesty of God. I want to see the glory of God. What's a Mahara? Oh, great God, it's a Mahara. Hallelujah. Now, let me take you to a passage that I just recently discovered. And it's kind of took my breath away from me. Go with me to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 15. I'm going to wait for you to get it. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. I want to talk a little bit about God. I am so excited that I have a Heavenly Father. Teresa, you know He's watched over your dad and your mother all these years. And He's been such a faithful God to us. Hallelujah. I wish I could go back and somehow, Brother Brian, remember any time in my life that I didn't give enough attention to my father. I'm excited that I've got a Heavenly Father up there in that blessed place. Hallelujah. And He's mighty and He's Lord and He's everything I could ever need. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and great is He to be praised. And listen to this verse. Everybody needs to hear it. Hope nobody misses it. It's so important. Isaiah 57 verse 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one. For thus saith the high and lofty one. Listen now. That inhabiteth eternity. Do you know, I honestly don't ever remember reading this verse until a few days ago. I never remember it. It's breathtaking. For thus saith the high and lofty one who inhabiteth eternity. Did you hear that said? He doesn't dwell in eternity. Brother Joe, He inhabits eternity. Eternity exists in Him. He doesn't exist in eternity. Eternity exists in Him. Now raise a hand and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, I'm telling you, this verse just overwhelms me. Hallelujah. Thus saith the one, hallelujah, that inhabiteth eternity. Now notice, whose name is holy. 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 Somebody join me. Holy. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. But that's not the end of it. Listen to the rest. And this is God talking. Thus saith the high and holy one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. I dwell, says God, in the high and holy place. Woo! My God dwells in the high and holy place. What are you talking about, Brother Chambers? I'm talking about that heavenly realm. I'm talking about so far in the north. Hallelujah. That man cannot even figure out what's going on up there. But I'm here to tell you there's a high and holy one. And He dwells in the high and holy place. Woo, hallelujah. But that's not all. He dwells with that man and woman who has a humble and contrite spirit. That same God that lives in that high and holy place is dwelling right here in this little bosom of Joe Chambers. I'm nothing. I know how nothing I am. I know the emptiness of me without God. I know the absolute disaster I would be without God. But because I'm surrendered and because I'm dedicated and because I am submitted, I have no sense of pride and haughtiness. I don't want it because I want Him to dwell in this heart. Well, somebody say hallelujah. God says, I dwell in a high and holy place and with Him who is a humble. If you talk about humility, you know, humility is so fragile. The moment you think you got it, you just lost it. Can you say that with me? Humility is so fragile. The moment you think you've got it, you just lost it. There's no place for self-pride. There's no place for self-aggrandizement. There's no place for haughtiness. There's no place for know-it-all attitudes. There's no place for anything in the great kingdom of God but the brokenhearted, the humble. And God dwells in the heart of the humble and contrite one. Hallelujah. Do you want Him to dwell in your heart? Do you want him to live in you? Hallelujah. So that passage of scripture has got to be one of the grandest passages I ever got a hold of. I'm going to read it one more time. Got to pick it up here so I can see it. I want you to hear it. Listen. For thus saith the high and holy one that inhabiteth eternity. I've never seen that, saints of God. I've never seen that God inhabits eternity. I've never seen that before. Where have I been? I don't know. I just know the closer you get to God, the more he wants to reveal things to you. And that one really took me, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him that also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite. God wants to make something special out of you. How many of you want God to make something special out of you? Well, that's God. That's the great Jehovah God. And he is worthy. Now go to Psalms. Go to Psalms with me. Oh, this is a great passage. 48. Psalms 48. We sing this. In a moment, I'm going to ask Brother Joe if he were to lead out. And let's sing it together. Okay? Just without music. Won't worry about that. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. Notice this, in the city of our God. You want to know where your grandmother is, Krista? She's in the city of our God. Somebody raise their hand. She's in the city of our God. Every day I want her back, but I couldn't be so selfish. I tell God the only way I'd ever want her back if she wanted to come. Everybody tells me she wouldn't want to come. And so I just turn it all over to God. And I just tell you, in the mountain of his holiness, in the city of our God, in the place of his revelation. Hallelujah. What a place. What a place. How beautiful heaven must be. Have you back got that ready to sing? How beautiful. Will you do it in a little bit this morning? You mind? All right. Listen, how beautiful heaven must be. Do you understand? I've been longing for somebody like Paul to go up there to paradise and come back and tell the world about it. Wouldn't that be a sign if God would do that with somebody? Wouldn't that be something if God would let somebody come up there and join him and then come back and tell us about it? You're talking about shaking this old earth. You're not shaking those crazy folks in the liberal world. Hallelujah. I'd love to see it. Maybe we won't see it, but I'll tell you one thing. We're going up there. I can't wait. I can't wait going down those streets of gold. I can't wait looking for the saints of old. I can't wait looking for all those good godly people who are already gone over there. Hallelujah. They are to be blessed. They are to be blessed. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of his holiness. Beautiful for situation is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Sing it out. Would you stand? Here's Mount Zion.
City of the great King.
Come on, sing it now. Come on.
Great
is the Lord
and greatly to be praised.
Raise your hand up to him.
In the city of our God.
In the mountains.
In the mountains of
his holiness.
Beautiful for situation.
The joy
of the whole earth.
Is Mount Zion
on the sides of the north, the city of
Let's
the
sing
great
it one more time. I want to hear everybody. Come on.
Is the Lord
and
greatly to be praised.
Oh, hallelujah.
In the city of our God, in the mountains of his holiness.
How beautiful.
Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on
on the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
Now remain standing just a moment. Think about this. The one who dwells in a high and holy place. Think about one in the city of our God. Think about one in the mountains of his holiness. Now listen, let me tell you something about him. For the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For the Father so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. For that Father who dwells in a high and holy place, whose name is holy, who could not come down here because of our sinfulness, because of our wickedness. He sent his Son clothed in human flesh, gave his only Son to come down here and walk among us and live in our midst and then die for us. That Father who dwells in a high and holy place gave his only Son. Here's what the Holy Ghost said to me this week. Every time you say Son of God, you remember you're honoring the Father. Think about that. Every time you say Son of God, you're honoring the Father. Son of God, that's the Father's Son. Do you understand? Do you understand? I had to call Brother Joe and tell him about it. He said, Brother Chambers, never thought of that in my life. Well, neither had I. But the Father's Son is the one who came and died on the tree for you. Oh, Shekinah Mahar. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. You'd be lost. You'd be eternally lost had the Father not given his Son. The Father gave his Son. Now do you understand who the Father is? Had a son. Had a son. They've been together for eternity. Forever. You may be seated. They've been together forever. And the Son is on the cross. And he's hanging on a tree. His hands are nailed with spikes. His feet are nailed with spikes. He's hanging there in the most miserable, painful situation a human being could be. And in the middle of that great hour, the Son went out. The Father turned his head and looked in another direction. And the Son had to die alone. He was God, Brother Brian. He was God, Brother Jose. He was God. He was the creator with the Father of everything. Hallelujah. He dwelled in the midst of eternity just like his Father. And his Father eternity exists in the Father and the Son. And yet he gave that Son to die. And it was so grievous. Isaiah 53 said the Lord actually was excited with the death of his Son. Because when his Son was dying, his hand was reaching into the heart of Brian Smothers and Dylan Beatty and Joe Gans and Joseph Chambers and Teresa Hill. His hand was reaching. Oh, be glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to tell your dear husband what I preached this morning, dear lady. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm weeping. I'm weeping for God to reveal him. I want us to see the Father. I know the Son is our Savior. I know that Jesus is the Lord of the church. And I know we're subject to him. Hallelujah. But the Father is about to be revealed on this earth, and this world is going to know that there is a creator who is sovereign above everything. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day. It's almost on us any hour now. All that's got to happen for the Father's throne. Do you see the Father actually moves his throne out of the city we call heavenly Jerusalem and moves it into an atmospheric position up right below where heaven is now. And they set up a place on in the second heavens where demons are now in charge. And it becomes the place where the saints will celebrate the seven-year tribulation. I mean, the tribulation on earth, but the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the Father actually moves his throne into a special place for that celebration. And it remains there for the 7 years. And then, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. It'll go back to its original. Hallelujah, hear me, church. We are one blessed people. We are watching the conclusion of an era 2,000 years old. And we're watching it conclude. I see the shade coming down on that past generation and the shade raising on the tribulation generation. Oh, yeah, I can see it right before me. You see it, Brother Joe? You see it, Brother Dylan? Glory to God. This is all bigger than me. I want you to know. I ain't never preached a sermon so far above my own head. But I want to tell you something. It's all changing. I can see the shade rising on that new day of revelation and judgment and the wind closing. You wonder why the music has gone to hell in the churches of our day. You wonder why churches paint their walls black and the ceilings black and worship with all kinds of smoke and all kinds of strobe lights and all kinds of craziness. I'll tell you why. They're being led to hell by the Antichrist spirit. But God's got a people who are committed to the Bible. They're committed to the Word of God. I don't care what that crowd says. I belong to Him who is in charge. And the day and the hour of the blessed Savior. I got to quit. I know. Would you stand? God, I'm beside myself, folks. Oh, great day. Would you raise a hand up high? Come on, everybody. Help me. Help me. I'm over my head. I'm in water deeper than I am. Oh, Shakata Hora Mahora. Rahind and Nikoya Mahara. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Somebody just obey Him and worship Him. Fill this place with praise. Run the globe. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God, for all your mercies and your love to us. Somebody in this building is lost. Somebody in this building is lost. I want you to raise your hand and pray for them. If you're lost, you're about to go to hell. You're about to spend eternity in a lake of fire. And you're sick and tired of the hopelessness of your state. Would you step out from your seat and come rushing down these aisles to the Christ of Calvary? Don't you play no games with Him. If you're not living a godly life, you cannot claim salvation living like the world, living a life of sin and degradation and compromise. No, no, no. He's calling for holy people. He's calling for godly people. You hear me, saints? He wants to make you holy, young couple. He wants to make you holy, young people. He wants to change your life. He wants to do something incredible and something grand and glorious in your life. He wants to get you ready. The King's coming. I'm telling you, somebody in this building is under great conviction. Will you throw your hand up, church, and do some praying? God bless you, little lady. Kneel right there. Somebody will be right with you to pray. Somebody else. I got to surrender to God. I got to get my life right with God. I got to get my life turned around. I'm going to hell in a handbasket. Somebody else is here. Somebody else is here. It will hush my heart. Oh, I feel His Holy Ghost. I feel His sweet Holy Ghost. He's talking to somebody. Why don't you step out, young person? Why don't you step out, little mother? Won't you step out? Oh, sin is not worth spending eternity in hell for. Sin is not worth spending eternity in hell for. It could not come away. Somebody is really under conviction, and God's got a hold of them. It's going to take some praying now, church. Do some praying. Get your hand up and do some praying. Help me. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Step out, little lady. Step out. Don't wait. God's calling you. It's time. It's time. It's almost over. God bless this little lady. Oh, I recline him. I believe you to chant to my heart. Oh, I feel His Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait a minute. Piano, please. Piano, please. Hallelujah. Let's wait on God. Oh, I'm sorry. I could have left you there. I'm sorry. You're a heck of a boy. Somebody else come and help this little lady pray. Come, hallelujah. Pray, church. Pray, church. Somebody. Oh. We got a young lady really under conviction. I pray that she'll come. God's got to do it. I don't believe in forcing. I believe there's got to be the choice of the heart. Got to be a choice of the heart. Will you pray? Will you pray? How God working to hallow more at the Nesabalord. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost in this house. I want every saint of God who knows how to pray to find your place in this altar. Would you come and find a place to pray? If you have nobody to pray for yourself. Come quickly. Everybody, don't leave anybody in the pews. The Holy Ghost is trying to get this place ready for a sovereign move. A sovereign Holy Ghost move.
I had searched for life's meaning. I was enslaved by the world and by greed. Oh, then the door of the prison was opened by love, for the ransom was paid. I was free. From the guilt that I carry.